We are in writing. Yeah, we're in writing. We're in the middle of Hilchos Kosev, and we're trying to figure out the exact parameters, when and how. Now, in truth, last time we gave sort of an overview, because the way it works is that by every malacha, there is the basic criteria for a malacha to be a malacha d'oraisa, and every time the malacha gets altered, whether it's altered in action or altered in kavana, it could easily be demoted. Why? Because the malachas, as we've spoken, is dependent on being a balachas machsheves, something constructive. And as much as there's a change in its constructive nature, it thereby gets demoted. So, let's jump ahead to one practical application, and we'll get back to it, yeah? So, what happens when, if Rahman al-Salam, someone needs to go to the hospital, and you have to sign waivers, and it's Shabbos? What do you do? Yeah, so this is like, unfortunately, whether you're going for a simcha, whether you're going for a medical emergency, that's a simcha, whatever the case is, you need to sign, and if they will not provide the service without the signature, because they don't want to get sued. So, what are you supposed to do? So, now, we're going to try to work it through. What are the options here? So, I really want to start with something else. So, we're just going to pivot for one moment. Yeah, just to understand how far-reaching. I mentioned this to one Chavrusa Shaft. How far-reaching is Kosev Imochik? When you get to riding and erasing, it's pretty, pretty far-reaching. Because if I had to ask you, why are you not allowed to measure oil for your salad dressing on Shabbos? Anybody? What's the reason? I'll take suggestions if anyone's willing to be so bold. You're not allowed to measure the oil. Shema Yichtov. Great. You're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos. Shema Yichtov. Okay. You're not allowed to be Mefer Nedarim on Shabbos. You got it. Shema Yichtov. You can't read advertisements. There's a whole simon about advertisements. When, where, how, why. You can't read advertisements. Why?
You'll be tempted to go there.
Okay, that's not the reason. Then you can't. No, so there's speaking about. Yeah, you might erase. You might erase, which actually, well, we're gonna get there hopefully when we learn Shari Hedotzes, which is in Mimsa Chetz Chavadavur Davar, the way you govern your speech on Shabbos and the way you govern. The way you talk about things on Shabbos, so Rabbi Yashiv has a thing about, there's some, Rabbi Yashiv Torah is very interesting. As a general rule, he didn't write Svarim. We don't have written word by Rabbi Yashiv. So here's where it gets exciting, because one Talmud says this, another Talmud says that, and they could be in direct contradiction. So what did Rabbi Yashiv hold? And Rabbi Yashiv would say, you cannot hold me to my previous word, you have to ask me. And I'll tell you what I hold. So there were times when Rabbi Yashiv changed his mind, because based on the way he learned the sugya, then he had a different opinion. So that's why it gets wild. It gets wild with Rabbi Yashiv. But one of them, that's a, as they call it, a kol delay pasik. This, you know, a kol that doesn't, this word that hasn't really ceased to been spread, is that when something's laminated, when you have a laminated list on Shabbos, it's not going to be included in the Isser of Shtar Hedotzes. The reason being, because what's our fear? You're going to come to erase, you're going to come to alter it. So if it's laminated, going into the reasoning of why you're not allowed to look at these things or make these lists or read these menus, it's going to get wild when we learn Shtar Hedotzes. So you can't erase it, it's laminated, so you're safe. Therefore, there's no problem. Fine. What else do we have? Making a kinyan. Right? Why are you allowed to sell aliyahs on Shabbos?
It's for a mitzvah.
Why do the poskim have to scratch their heads figuring out what's the heter? Because you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. Why can't you do business on Shabbos? Because you might come to write. So you think that kosev is, oh, how many people write? It's much more far-reaching and has many, many more applications than a person might think. So now getting back. So what happened? We're in the hospital, we're trying to get some service, and they say, sign here. What can be done? So we know there's always, so let's go back. For anyone who was not here last week, just gonna recap as fast as we can, buckle up. The shear and the the amount. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah goes and says you're only chayiv if you write two letters. Two letters, and that's the shear. The question is, and if you write one, then it's mutter, then it's aser. Bidei shamayim what?
It's aser.
So a little bit different. Then it's, depending on what opinion you go like, either it's going to be mutter, seemingly from the Mishnah, it's black and white. You're only chayiv if you write two. If you write one, then it should be only midrabanan. But here's where you get in trouble. We have a general rule in many, many Gemaras that chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. What does chatzi shir, aser min haTorah, mean? Chatzi shir, half of an amount. So we give two. One will also nail you. Why? Because it's half of the amount. You did half of the issue. Now, there's a big difference. This is already a little bit heavier. There's a big difference between chatzi shir and a chatzi melacha. This is taking that concept we spoke about last week, right? When you take one stitch, that's not a chatzi shir, because you didn't do anything. One stitch has no value unless you do the second stitch, because then you have stitched. You have now been done. You have now done tofer. You have now done the malacha of tofer of sewing. By kosev, how do we view it? How do we view it? When you write one, is it a chatzi shir or a chatzi melacha? Now, let's pivot. And what's the halacha by a chatzi shir? So the Rambam is of the opinion. It's a big machlokes rishonim, and it's going to come down all the way down. This is the procession, the halachic procession. It's a big machlokes rishonim, and seemingly, it's a machlokes amoraim, and possibly even a machlokes tanoim. Who wrote the Tosefta? Anybody? I'm never sure myself. I always forget. What?
That specific one?
No. Who wrote Tosefta?
After Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam.
Two generations after Rashi.
Yeah, but it's like several apples depending on the amount.
Okay, amazing. So, the Tosefta is of what stature? Rishonim? Amoraim? Who? It was a compilation?
Between the two. Acharonim is what, 1600s after?
So you have to come Sunday nights. That's what we talk about. Sunday nights, we get through with every nitty-gritty. 1492, or possibly later for Ashkenazim, what the cutoff is. Definitely a great discussion. Okay, so the Tosefta goes and says, in the Sechtas, Beitza, or Beya, however you wish to pronounce it. Ayin Magen Avram Simin Reish Kufnun Vav, Hilchas Masu Matan. The Magen Avram brings down the Marshal over there, how you're supposed to pronounce the word Beya. Beitza or Beya. Fine, Aynsha. Says the Tosefta in Beitza, it goes and says as follows, Perek, Dalid, Beis. Va'akosev ois achas. Someone who writes one letter. Bein b'kisvei ha'kodesh, bein b'kisvei hedid, b'shabes, chayev chatos. B'yomtiv, lo'y karboim. Divir Rebbe Lezav, chacham me'oymerim, bein b'shabes, bein b'yomtiv, einoi chayev ela mishum, shvus. It's no longer Daraisa, it's only a Midrabanan. But this is the main thing to keep in mind, as you'll see, the Bir Halacha sets it up beautifully. When you want to know a Chatzi Shir, what's the Halacha? The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Rambam, Paskins, and actually everybody in the entire world, Paskins, it's Aser. Now I'm tricking you, because I didn't tell you what level. The bottom line is it's Aser. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says it. It's Aser. Is it Aser Midaraisa or Aser Midarabanan? Who cares? Midarabanans, we already have a lot more wiggle room. Because Midarabanan, if it's in a tremendous time of need, if it's done with another Midarabanan, if it's in a scenario of servicing a Choyla, so then we're in business, right?
If I write with my left hand.
If you write, well, that's a Shinoi, right? If I do a Shinoi, well, so now, can you get away with... So this is where it gets exciting. So how is it going to help us for our... Are they mitzarif? Well, are they part of one bigger word? It doesn't depend on that? That's the question, right? How much you space your singular words. So you reminded me, let's just have some fun. Rav Shlomo Zalman actually has an interesting shaila, right? Let's say you have in English and in non-Lashon HaKodesh languages, there are singular letters that are full words, such as I, right? I, right? If you're talking about yourself, you write I. So is that one, two? How is that classified? Is the reason why we give a shir?
It depends on what ksiva is. If ksiva is communication.
I like the way you think. I like the way you think. So I want to get back. This is exactly where I wanted to take it. So what is writing at all? What is writing? So last week we shared a thought of the stipler. Okay? We're going to try to wrap this up because we took a lot of journeys on the way. So we're gonna journey back and try to wrap it up. Okay? So sit tight. But last week we shared the stipler. The stipler goes and says that really writing in general, what defines and differentiates writing from coloring? Fair question? Coloring, there's another malacha called tzaveya. So every writing should definitely be a tzaveya. There's color, there's a pen. You have every recipe for a malacha of tzaveya. So why don't we nail you on tzaveya? Or better yet, why is there a malacha of kesef if we have a more inclusive and more expansive malacha of tzaveya? So fine. So that's one way to explain, but it doesn't explain the difference. It says we need there to be a difference because of all the toldos and all the applications that are outgrowths from each respective malacha. That's what we need there to be. But why? What is the difference?
The malacha itself, by writing on the beams, would not be, you wouldn't get the malacha from
it. Explain. Yeah.
Writing, identifying which ones, well, how would that be?
So is there a reasoning or a yesoid that we can now understand and apply, or are we just looking to mimic what was done? We're together in this? That's what you just were getting at. What are we looking to do? Give me a second. What are we looking to do? We're looking to understand that kesef, so to say, stands apart because it's conveying information. That's what we mentioned yesterday, last week. Feels like yesterday. Last week, that it's conveying information, whereas coloring is just filling a space with color. Or dafka. Okay, you're getting all
very modern.
All emotional. You're getting all emotional on me. Okay. Let's leave the emotions out for a minute, yeah? It's simply you're not conveying information. If information is cerebral, yeah, and art is emotional, it's a different avenue. Yeah, did I answer you? Okay, great. So, where are we? So now, the stipler throws that out. We left it, someone asked last week, how do you answer then Aleph Aleph? How do you answer if you write one? If you write one, so what information have you conveyed? You haven't relayed any information. It's just one singular letter. The answer could be that, fine, you're right. The disciple was only coming to explain the quintessential example of Shtei Yoisus. And on one, we'll know you because of Chatzi Shir. And it doesn't fit in with the understanding. The disciple goes and says that he doesn't like this explanation anyway because the Rambam's of the opinion, like you mentioned, that Roishem is a tolda of Kosev. Roishim means just jotting something down, marking something off. If marking something off is also going to be an offshoot of kesef, so something has to give. Because then what are we going to say? Kesef is a whole different creation, a whole different animal than coloring. But if you make one singular mark, that's writing. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't add up. Because if that's the sole differentiation, it has to follow through even to the toldos. And we want it to carry through. So check out the rest of that Kilos Yaakov. He then almost, I don't have a better word, balks at that Svara, because he doesn't know what to do. So he then says, Ella Mayan, must be that we're looking to mimic the exact Surah and the exact way that it was done. And we don't get into reasonings. We need to, it's dinim. These were two letters, this is how it was done, and this is how it is going to be the quintessential daraisa. When it's only going to be one letter, then it's a chatzi shir that's going to be usser, according to most achronim, mi de oraisa. Okay? Difference being, there's no chi of chatzas. You don't need to bring a karba. So, okay, that was a little journey. So, where were we? Where did we start? We started with
hospital.
We're at the hospital, yeah?
You have to sign a form. Get service.
So, obviously, if you can get away with a single letter signature, we're definitely in better standing.
Why don't I like your credit card? I don't care. It doesn't have to actually be any signature.
Right. So now, have you ever seen an Eretz Yisrael? They do this all the time. The vendor will say, Tachtom! And then you say, I'm too busy. They flip it around, wiggle, wiggle, scrabble, scrabble, and say, Lech l'shalom. That's it, go get out of here. So obviously it's not such a big deal. It could be for medical standards, they want a real signature, I have no idea. But that would definitely be an Eitzah. Why? What are we gonna save? What are we gonna accomplish through that? It's not a malacha, is it Roshim? Roshim is a tolda of Kosev. Are we still in Daraisa land? We want to get it to be mutter. So the easiest way out, but this is me copping out. The easiest way out is not within this sugya, it's to circumvent. Yeah. We're going to get there. We're going to get to pictures, which is really the next step after letters. Let's stay on letters. Well, what was happening on the beams of the Mishkan? Right? On the beams of the Mishkan, they marked off each one. That was being Roshem. They marked off and they matched them together. So, why is what? Why should it be mutter? Because it's not shtei oisis.
Yeah, but it's all about conveying.
But it's not about conveying. But it's not about conveying. The stipend threw it out. So where do we go from there? We go from there that it's about writing two letters. And they're not letters. So why do you want to be mechayev? Let's have fun.
Two letters comes from the Mishkan.
Yeah. Well, on the beams, it takes two to tango, right? On each beam, you marked off each one. One, two,
you know, like
match.
Like, this is where the garage is, this is where the house is.
Yeah. Therefore, what do you want to say?
I'm saying it could be that that's what the mission of the garage came along and said the shear might have been
downstairs. Where do we find the Rabbanon quantifying and qualifying what that shear is? The Mishnah says two. So there's no wiggle room. Seemingly, yeah. Seemingly, that's where it would come from. Where else do we find two?
They put more than two.
No.
We don't take the collective act of every beam all together. Yeah, there was how many beams were there?
No, we got double.
So then it is about
exactly. It is definitely about communication. It's about conveying something.
So yeah, fair. The question is, but it's not solely on communication.
It's a combination.
So good. That the stipler actually ends off with a tzarachim. He doesn't know exactly how to say it. So he's looking for your help. Yeah, he's looking for your help. He's grappling with that same issue. Yeah, and you can't even call a son? Okay, call the grandsons. Fine. So, Where are we? So what do we have? What do we have?
Still grappling. What do we do in the hospital room?
So in the hospital room, you want to know something? For a chayla, you're allowed to do a milakum. Direct. Wait, one second. You're allowed to do Amir Lakum direct. There's no Isser Amir Lakum for a Chayla, even a Chayla She'ein Boi Sakana. Simin Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Aleph. It's a straight halacha. You're allowed to ask them to do even Malachas Doi Raisa without any remes. So, it works. I did it myself.
It always works. You ask either the clerk or someone.
Yeah, you ask the mazkira, you ask the clerk, can you do it for me? I cannot sign. They'll do it. That's it. So that's the easiest way out. Okay? It's malacha d'oraisa. We try in Amir Lakum, we always try to demote it. Get them to do it only in the Rabbanan, but for a chayla sheh, yesh bei sakana, or even ein bei sakana, you just say it straight. Okay? If they don't let, and they will not do it for you, where does that leave us? We're going to try to add on as many derabanans as possible. Now, this is going to be a service that we need to remember for the rest of the malachas. We mentioned a few examples last week, and this is very worthwhile to remember. There's two avenues. This is really, really crucial for the rest of the malachas in general. There's so many. There's 39. So, this is crucial. There's two avenues when you want to go and debunk or diffuse the level of Daraisa. There's two avenues, either in the act or in the intent. Yeah? Listen, these are the headings, and we'll explain. Either in the act of the malacha that's being done, you can demote it and diffuse the Daraisa level by simply going and doing it with your left hand. A shinui, right? Signing with your teeth. It would look crazy, but it would definitely be exciting to watch. Or whatever shinui you pick, that's in the act. And then, or mekalkel, you're ruining it. Mekalkel is still midrabanan. So we're not in the clear. We need to demote something from Daraisa to Darabanan to Mutter, as we always say. You can't just throw around one. Oh, it's mekalkel, and therefore it's also midrabanan. So we need something else. So a double Darabanan, bimakum something, we already have what to talk about. So what is that gonna leave us with? Misasek is not going to help us. Misasek is in the intent. He had no clue what was going on. He was walking by. The Sheva Levi has a case. It's very applicable. You're walking by and there's a motion sensor light. And it turns on everywhere and all over West Hempstead. Yeah. So what do you do? The Sheva Levi says, it's fine. It's Misasek. Sheva Levi is so bold to go and say that, you know, are you mechuyev? If there's no way to avoid it, can you walk through it, or can we access the same heter of misasik, which is wild? That's already a big chiddush to say. I'm just walking. I am walking. I'm not turning on lights. I'm walking. That's in the intent. So what do we have? Yeah, we're wrapping it up. So if it's for the servicing of a choyla, so we should just go and do a milakum. If they do it, great. If not, where does that leave us? You should do a shinui and try to change the tzura of the ksav. If we could somehow get this ksav to be only a derabanan, how? Because can we rely on these other shitas that say that chatzi shir is only aser midrabanan? A singular letter. We're gonna have to stop. What do you say? So try your luck. Definitely. Sounds crazy. Try your luck. And if they say this is not suffice, so then tell them, please erase it. And we'll do it again. Okay, to be continued. Have a wonderful week.
Can you do a chatishir? And if it's not okay, then do another chatishir.